from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama called Donald Trump, his newly elected successor, early Wednesday to congratulate him on his victory and invite him to the White House for talks on Thursday. President Obama is to make a statement later Wednesday. Meanwhile, Stan Collender, the executive vice president of the MSL Group in Washington, says Donald Trump's stunning election victory fell along more than just a racial divide.
Well, racial divide, economic divide, gender divide. Try to imagine the average middle-class white male who sees immigrants coming in, people who weren't born in the United States who are getting opportunities that he doesn't have. He's seeing African Americans and Hispanic citizens getting opportunities and maybe getting some preferences, and seeing women increasingly take the workforce. A middle-class male in the heartland of the United States may feel that he's under attack from a variety of different sources, different places, different genders, different demographics, and he just doesn't like it. Now, whether or not anybody can do anything about it is unclear. A lot of these are just typical market forces in any economy. And it's not clear that there are policies that could change that, short of being xenophobic and going back to the 1920s and 30s in the United States.
Meanwhile, world markets sank Wednesday after Republican Donald Trump surprisingly won the U.S. election. Asia kicked off the so-called Trump slump, with Tokyo diving on concerns over the untested policies of the billionaire businessman. This is VOA News. When he takes office as president, Donald Trump will work shoulder to shoulder with leaders of NATO's top member states who happen to be women. During the campaign, Trump was accused of having a disrespectful attitude to women. The concerns add to questions of whether he will sustain the U.S. commitment to defend members of the world's most powerful alliance. Trump stunned the alliance and defense analysts when he told the New York Times that the U.S. would defend NATO members against Russian aggression only if they paid their fair share in contributions to the alliance. This is analyst Christine Chang from King's College in London.
Donald Trump and what he represents with respect to NATO in particular is dangerous. He is going straight at the heart of the alliance, and even the idea of calling that into dispute, I think, terrifies a lot of particularly the Eastern European countries.
However, analysts like Chen said it's not only his stance on NATO that gets the president-elect off to a shaky start with alliance members. It's his disrespectful remarks about women during the campaign could make for some awkward encounters with NATO's heavy hitters, including Britain's Theresa May and Germany's Angela Merkel. But there is agreement that Trump, May, and Merkel have one thing in common. They're all business when it matters. This is Mary Evans for the London School of Economics.
I think Mrs. Merkel, who in some ways I think is much more of a European than Theresa May is, I think she's going to regard Donald Trump as a kind of United States phenomenon in a way which just says this country, this extraordinarily rich and vital country, produces all kinds of ideas and people who are extraordinary in European terms.
You could read all of the U.S. election coverage, including Hillary Clinton's concession speech within the next hour at voanews.com. In other world news, the Observatory for Human Rights said Wednesday that the U.S.-led coalition and airstrike killed 20 civilians overnight in a village near Raqqa. The coalition confirmed that it carried out strikes in the area, but said it was investigating whether they had killed civilians. At least one person was killed Wednesday morning when a London tram derailed and tipped onto its side, trapping 5 people and injuring more than 50 others. An investigation is underway. Chinese courts Wednesday jailed almost 50 people over last year's giant explosions in the port of Tianjin that killed 165 people, according to state media. The Xinhua News Agency said those convicted Wednesday include 24 company managers as well as 25 government officials. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.